Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. We're so glad that you're joining us here with Your Future Is Now, whether you're listening live or on podcast or on iTunes. We sincerely appreciate it. Our show is sponsored by speakerspathway.com, and we have a lot of free complimentary gifts there. You can go there, and Bill Heinrich, he's got a free course there that you can download. He's all about getting out of your mind and getting into energy. And, of course, Dustin Matthews, a good friend of ours. Dustin has a course there to teach you about how to get out of debt and how to start building some wealth in your life. So just go to speakerspathway.com, click on the center button there, complimentary gifts, and get one, two, three, or all of them. They're certainly there for you for free, and there's no charge or anything like that, and certainly no strings attached. Last week on the show, we had a young lady. Her name is Angel Marie Monticelli. She's one of our members with the speakerspathway.com. And Angel has this shine on movement. She's all about energy, let your light shine and all that. And the reason I mention that's two reasons. Number one, what she's about, she lives. You see it 24/7. But we were also, and she was with us at the Pathway for Vets event up in Colorado Springs back in January. And we had one individual. This fellow was a veteran. He suffered from PTSD. He was homeless, living under a bridge. And this is in January in Colorado Springs. So you know how cold and miserable that is. Plus, he was dealing with some drug problems. We tripped across him. He came to our event. And Angel got him on stage, and we didn't even know it. We were all up there on stage. We're doing the Shine On movement because she's got a song. And he was up there, and he was participating in that. We were kind of like, wow. And the beauty of it is, the moral of the story is that that event was fully successful because if the only thing we accomplished there, we were able to get help for this young man. We had a speaker there on PTSD, introduced him. He was a doctor there in the local area. Not only did he get up under the bridge, he got himself an apartment, he got himself a job, and he is continually working to be drug-free. And we're so thankful for that. So if that's the only thing we accomplished up there, we walked away with a satisfied mind. We got a cherry on top of that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we got a real treat for you. We got a gentleman. His name is Rick Cesari. I want you to get a pen and paper and take notes and be sure and share this show. It's going to be available on podcast. The way you can get it is toginet.com. That's toginet.com/shows, S-H-O-W-S, and then Your Future Is Now. That'll take you to the webpage. Over on the right, you'll see Rick's show there, and please download it and share it because Rick, let me tell you a little bit about this gentleman. He has helped major brands from GoPro to George Foreman. He's helped them build billion-dollar businesses and brands through the brand response advertising and strategic video marketing. That's going to be critical. He's going to share a lot about video marketing with us. His upcoming book, Video Persuasion, it aims to put big brands, their proven video marketing techniques, into the hands of little guys like me and you, the small entrepreneur, the business people, inventors, and people have that are sellers on Amazon. Rick is also, in addition to being a best-selling author, he's a speaker. He is a consultant. He is a marketing and branding guru. And he is going to be sharing some of his experience and expertise with us today. He's going to share some of his best practices in video marketing so you can also be successfully influenced and influence your customers by building your own brand. And Rick, before I turn this mic over to you, brother, I got to read this one comment that I loved. And it says, I have sold more consumer products through video than anyone else. Mr. Rick, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, it's great to be here. And I'm humbled by your introduction. That was really amazing, Jim. So I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you, sir. It's our pleasure to have you. Please tell us more about you. Welcome to the show.
Okay, so interesting. You and I were talking before we went live, and I found out you're from Texas, and I spent Monday with a fellow Texan named George Foreman, who's lives down in Houston.
Yes, he does. And
it's funny because I haven't worked with George for probably over 10 years, but, you know, I originally way back, and this goes back, you'll date myself now, way back in 1996, made George's first infomercial on the George Foreman Grill and then many, many others. And, you know, been to his house filming down in Texas and actually filmed one for an outdoor grill when down in Houston in August when the humidity was like 95 and the temperature was like 98. And we had to stop every 30 seconds to fan George off. Because of it was so hot, but we're working on a new project together with a great company called Real Time Pain Relief that has a pain relief product, and they have great licensing deals with like the Professional Bull Riders Association and a lot of the Texas Rangers, and they've been around since 1998, and their products work great. So just it was great to be hooked up with George again. He's just a really authentic guy, and what you see on TV is the way he is in person too.
Yeah, that's what I picked up on because I know Emmett Smith, the former running back, retired running back of the Dallas Cowboys. In fact, him and my son-in-law, they attended high school together, and they were great friends. And he was the best man at my daughter and son-in-law's wedding. And he was he's just the same way. What you see is what you get. He's very down to earth, very personable. But when you talk about the George Foreman grill, I mean, We bought those, and the thing that I love the most about it, and this is what impresses me about you, Rick, is that the product that you represent, every product you represent, performs exactly the way it's advertised and shown on TV. Am I right on that?
You're absolutely right, and, you know, that makes the job when you're a marketer, you know, I'm lucky to pick and choose products now. I wasn't like that maybe 20 years ago. But, you know, working with great products and great companies and great people that are inside those companies really makes the job of a marketer much easier. And, you know, you don't have to overpromise and underdeliver. That's kind of the opposite of the way you build a brand. I always underpromise and overdeliver. And when you're working with great products like the George Foreman Grill or the Sonicare Toothbrush or Rug Doctor, that's another Texas company. They used to be based in Plano, Texas. You know, it makes, like I said, the job of the marketer much, much easier. So,
it sure does, because, you know, we've all seen those infomercials, and we get kind of, you know, they do one or two things. It's kind of ridiculous. They'll either show someone that's in a house trying to do something and they act like that's the first time they've been in a kitchen. or the second thing is that you spray, and I'm going to use the bathroom's example. You spray this stuff on the shower stall and one swipe and wow, you know, but you know, you know, it's not going to work like that, but at least you hope you do. And it's really nice for, you know, for you and for companies like you that represent their products evenly, fairly, and most importantly, you're very big on listening to the consumers, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like, you know, that's the best way to really understand what the consumer wants. And I'm a big advocate of any business that I go into. I do a lot of consulting now with direct-to-consumer companies that are trying to market products. And the first thing I tell them is you should reach, if they aren't doing it right now, reach out to your database and talk to some of your buyers, customers, clients, whatever you want to call them, and they'll give you all the information, everything they like about the business or product, everything they don't like, And one of the first things I do when I go in to work on a video project is I'll reach out to the database and set up a day of shooting testimonials. And we basically are talking to the real customers. So when we're filming these people, we basically are getting authentic feedback. And after mm-hmm. talking to 15 or 20 people, like I said, you know exactly what they like, what they don't like. And it's very easy to craft a marketing message from there.
It really is, because if you got actual customers and they're talking to you, their body language speaks volumes too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I believe in my book, you'll see, I think real authentic testimonials, people that have bought your product, spent their money, use it, are one of the best marketing tools that any company can have, whether you're, you know, using them as their reviews on Amazon or their testimonials on your website mm-hmm. or whatever, however you want to deploy them in your marketing. I think that's probably the single most important tool to help a company grow.
It really is, because a lot of people, you know, they read 4 or 5 reviews from people they don't know, and it gives them confidence because it comes from a third party.
And oh, absolutely.
I found that to be very valuable, you know.
Yeah, and no, the third party reviews are awesome, and that's why Amazon, you know, Amazon's successful for many reasons, but their review process is really nothing more than the ability of social proof, people that have used products. And if you go to Amazon and you're looking at 2 different products and one has a 100 5-star reviews and the other one only has 2 5-star reviews, most people are going to gravitate towards the one with the more 5-star reviews.
It's like that old saying, there's safety in numbers.
Absolutely.
And that's the way that I am. We've got about 30 seconds left before we get to commercial break. But ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Rick Cesari, and we're going to hear a lot more about his video persuasion, this book, because I'm very, very impressed with it. And we come back from break. I want Rick to be able to share more about the video persuasion. And, you know, we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Close your eyes and imagine living your life without limits. Where would you go? Who would you meet? What would you do? During an Uncover Your Hidden Genius session, you will discover what's keeping you from living your life with purpose, passion, and fulfillment of your potential. You'll get a clear vision of the steps you need to take to uncover your hidden genius so that you can live a life without limits. Sessions can be done over the phone, Skype, or in person. Find out more at www.joycebufordempowers.com or by calling 903-287-0747.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, your host. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We've got a lot of complimentary gifts there from all of our executive training directors. If you'd like to go there and get a gift from Preston Martelli, Preston Martelli, he lives the laptop lifestyle career. Him and his family and wife, they travel around the world. They did it about a year and a half ago. They went around the world for 1 year. He conducted business using his laptop, and he teaches people how to do that and how to brand themselves and market themselves. So he offers a free course there, so please go there and get it. And we're joined today by Rick Cesari. And Rick is, my goodness gracious, he is a marketing guru. And he's an author, and I've just got to ask him a question. When you wrote the book Video Persuasion, Rick, how did that all come about, please, sir? Would you share that with us?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'll try to keep the answer as short as I can, because really this book, it's my third book. My first book came out in 2011. It's called Buy Now. My second book was last fall called Building Billion-Dollar Brands, but I'm most proud of this book. It's over 300 pages, and it's kind of a culmination. I've been selling products to people direct to consumer using video for over 25 years. I made my first video way back in the late 80s, and basically a lot of it was television direct response, infomercials, those types of things. Some of the products you mentioned, but I started out with a product called the Juice Man and educated people about juicing. Then it was the Sonicare toothbrush, and then the George Foreman grill, and then OxyClean, and then Momentous was a golf product. It was a swing trainer, rug doctor, and more recently the GoPro cameras. And GoPro grew from zero to $1 billion in 8 years through – that was – a lot more online video marketing. We use TV quite a bit. And so this book, Video Persuasion, that you asked about is really the culmination of everything I've learned over the years about video marketing, regardless of the delivery platform. So it doesn't matter if it's TV or it's online, it's Facebook. And what I focus on in the book is really how to create video content that will get people to respond to your message. And so it's great for lead generation. It's great for sales. For someone that's an Amazon seller, I have a whole chapter or section about how to create a great demonstration video that will increase your conversions. So I'm really excited about this book coming out, and I've been getting great feedback from some of the early proof copies that I have.
That's really amazing, because as you were saying that, what came to mind is an old saying that a picture's worth 1,000 words. Everyone's heard that. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. And I like what I saw there on your website. You talk about how viewers retain 95% of a message when they watch it in a video, as compared to the other 10% when they read it in text.
Yeah, there's some great statistics in the book about the power of video. And I don't know if this is good or bad, but, you know, as a society, we've become a video first society. I think that, you know, the one statistic, there's been more video produced in the last 30 days than all of the television networks combined have produced in the last 30 years. You know, with social media and Facebook and the phones that we have, people don't take the time to read. And so video is becoming the best way to communicate. And you know, I think that my book is I'm excited about it. I think it's the right book at the right time for what's happening in society.
Absolutely, because I'm looking at some of the contents of the book there, and, you know, some of the things that pop in my mind is, what are the key components, you know, that you would say technically that would create a great video? And how could I create one if I wanted to do one? What would be your suggestion to me?
Yeah, so that's a good one. I want to just take a step back, and, you know, the name Video Persuasion, I want to just explain where that came from. I like it to look at that as it's a combination of video marketing, good video production, and I spend a lot of time in the book talking about how to do that, combined with proven direct response strategies. So when you put all those things together, that's what we're trying to accomplish in our videos. So when you talk about how do I make a good video, one of the things that I bring up first or ask is a question like, you start with the end in mind. What's the goal of that video? What are you trying to accomplish? And then when you have an understanding of that, I would have to say it's very similar to probably the preparation you do for your radio show, Jim. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of have an outline, you go over with the guests, and a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people will just take out a cell phone or hire a crew, and they'll just get up and they'll start filming without any kind of plan. So I've taken something that I was in, you know, your show notes to me, preparation. Really mm-hmm. understand what it is you're trying to accomplish and be prepared then to make sure that you deliver that when you're creating the video. And you'll spend less money when you're making the video because you'll have a clear vision of what you want, and then you'll end up shooting less footage and then spending less time in editing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely correct on that because, you know, I'm a speaker and Don's a speaker, and we tell people that want to be speakers, it's not what you want to say, it's what the audience wants to hear. And that principle is applicable here on the radio show because, you know, we know people, most of them listen to us by podcast, and it's not what we want to say, it's what that they want to hear to help improve their life. That's the purpose of infotainment. And, you know, when I'm going to ask you a question. What could I do? Give me a little advice here or a pointer or two, if you could. If I want to make my content just, you know, be accurate, of course, but very, very compelling to the audience, how would I do? What would you give me advice there, Rick?
You know what? It's really interesting, Jim. I make a lot of parallels between delivering a good speech and making a good video. Mm-hmm. I read a book when I was in my 20s and actually went to a course called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale mm-hmm. Carnegie. I'm yes. sure you've heard of that. Yes. And he had a very simple formula for giving a speech. He said, tell the people what you're going to say it, and tell them what you said. And I, believe it or not, as simple as that formula is, I use that over and over as a basic structure with my videos. Because think about this for a second, you or your listeners. How many times have you seen a TV commercial and it goes through the whole spot and you have no idea what the commercial's about till the very end? Oh. And I'm a big believer, and I'll give you a billion-dollar example. All the GoPro commercials we made, we started every GoPro commercial with a brand logo, and you knew that the upcoming commercial was about GoPro. And then we put in the middle, we put user-generated footage, you know, footage that people would send into the company of them jumping out of an airplane or snowboarding or scuba diving or mountain biking. Mm-hmm. And then we ended it with the GoPro logo, but we ended it with an offer. So we were telling people, after they got excited about watching the video, we told them exactly what to do. And we said, in this case, we had a contest. We said, go to our website. Someone will win one of everything we make every single day. So when they saw that 30-second spot, whether it was on TV or online, we were driving a lot of traffic to the GoPro website. We would collect their email address, which we could later remarket to them. We were building the database. The mm-hmm. second thing that happened, they would go to the GoPro website, and they would see other great, fun videos, and they would share them with their friends, and that created a viral effect. And the third was more traditional direct response. They would go to the site, and they'd buy a camera generating revenue, which offset the advertising cost. And that one little 30-second spot, or that strategy I just explained to you, was one of the things that helped them grow as quickly as they did.
That's really amazing, because when you talked about, you know, commercials, not people not knowing what it's about to the very end, in today's market, I've seen commercials, and I've looked at them, and they go all the way through, and I don't have a clue what the product was.
I laugh at that. Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, is it because I'm 71 years of age? Is it because I'm a retired master sergeant? Is it because I'm an old Vietnam veteran? Is it because I'm mentally challenged, or all of the above?
I believe it's none of the above. It's creative directors trying to be creative and winning an award versus making an effective commercial. And that's always been the big struggle between making something that's creative and cute versus something that actually works. And that's what I've been focused on, was the second way of making television and television commercials. And I'm a big believer in selling through education, educating the viewer, and sharing information. But then again, giving them through an offer, some way of responding to what you're doing. And again, going back to the speaking, you do obviously do a lot of speaking in addition to the radio show. You know, when you start your talks, I'm sure you let the audience know what it's about. The other thing I you mentioned about content for videos. There's ways, again, as a speaker, that you try to capture your audience's attention right at the beginning. And when you're using video, three ways that are always effective, you can start your video with a question. Would you like to lose 10 pounds? Would you like to be more fit? Would you like to feel younger? Would you like to have more energy? So if anyone's looking at that video and that is an area that they're interested in, they're going to stay tuned and are engaged and listen to what the answer is, and hopefully you'll deliver the correct information. You know, the second great way, and again, I have a personal experience doing this myself, you could start it with a factoid. When we were doing the juicing infomercials with the Juice Man, we started one of them out that said there was this was a news story that was on CNN that said they just discovered an element in broccoli that has been proven to help prevent breast cancer. And we put that factoid up right at the beginning. So now anybody that was interested in that type of thing and preventing cancer, they would listen into the rest of the show and see how juicing could help them. And the third one is kind of the old standby, is just starting your speech or your video out with a short story to draw people in. So those are three of the several techniques I explain in the book about how to start videos to pull people into and keep them engaged.
Yeah, when you were going through that, what popped in my mind was what you said earlier about you get customer feedback, and then you know exactly how to market to the average person out there. Because you're getting accurate feedback from consumers. And that is a lot better than someone trying to win an award with art or something.
No, absolutely. The other thing you see, and again, I like humor. I think humor is important, but it's been proven over and over again that humor really doesn't work when it comes to direct response. Because if you think, so we can continue.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you hear about the Gaberlunzie bear caught rummaging through a refrigerator in an apartment in Colorado? The tenant heard noises coming from the kitchen and saw a bear with his head in the fridge looking for anything it could eat. What's a word for food that's unfit for human consumption? My wallop. The tenant locked himself in his bedroom and called for help. What's a word for the fear of bears? Ursophobia. We have lots of bears near our Colorado cabin, and we have been told that pepper spray will keep them away. But the idea that it would keep a 500-pound grizzly bear from attacking seems ridiculous to me. I think I'll try the pepper spray on myself and hope the bear doesn't like spicy foods.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by Speakers Pathway Coalition. And if you go to our website, speakerspathway.com, there's a lot of complimentary gifts there from all of our executive training directors. You can take one, two, three, four, or all of them, and you know, just help yourself there. And if you know of someone who could use some of the gifts there, please share it with others. And on the show here today, we have got a lot of good information here. We've got a gentleman on the show, Rick Cesari. And Rick has been sharing a lot of good information with us on marketing and videos and things like that. And if you're a speaker or if you're an online marketer, even if you try to do Facebook Lives, you need to have the same speaking skills and the same mindset of making a video to be able to capture people's attention. And I know, Rick, you've kind of like got a real good grip on that one there with your book, The Video Response and Persuasion, excuse me. And, you know, you went over the Video Marketing Insider Secrets and there's five keys to building a great brand. And oh, my goodness. I'm just going to turn the mic over to you and let you talk about your book and anything you want to talk about. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's awesome, Jim. I really appreciate it. You know, you and I were talking at the break. You mentioned features versus benefits.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the things that I bring up aren't new or revolutionary. But when I go in and consult with businesses, it's amazing that they seem to forget the basics. And so one of the things I do in my books is bring people back to the basics. Like when you talk about the five keys to building a great brand, that's in my Building $1 Billion Brands book. You know, the very first thing you need to do is figure out what your unique selling proposition is. And a lot of people don't know that. How are you different? What differentiates you or your product from everybody else in the marketplace? And until you do that, you're just a commodity. You're like everybody else. The other area, which I just mentioned, and we were talking a little earlier, is features versus benefits. And this is important. Now, let's say you're an Amazon seller. There's over 5 million people that are selling on Amazon. And how do you differentiate your products? Most people that are putting their products up on Amazon and their products, I've seen that they mostly focus on the features. This product has a long battery life. It has, a certain size motor. And, you know, from basic marketing 101, you're going to be much better off. You need to mention the features, but then you have to communicate the benefits to the end user. It has to be about the customer and what the product does for the customer. I'll give you a great example that turned into a $75 million business. When we were first marketing the Juice Man juicer, all the other juicers in the marketplace, most at the time, were from German companies like Braun and Krupps, and they were proud of their engineering, and they marketed them as kitchen appliances, and they talked about a stainless steel blade, dishwasher-safe plastic, a powerful motor. When we came out with the Juice Man juicer, we didn't focus on the juice machine. We focused on the benefits that you would get of drinking the juice. If you drank certain juices, you would help lower your cholesterol. Certain other juices would help give you more energy. Other ones would give you better hair, teeth, and nails. And then we had a great spokesperson who was over 70 years old, who had more energy than a 30-year-old. So he was living proof that the product really worked for him. And that was just one simple case of focusing on the benefits that you were able to build a whole business around. And so I really, ask people when they're trying to market products to really think about the benefits and what the benefits are to the end user.
Absolutely, because that's what people are buying. They want the pain to go away. They want to accomplish something, and the benefit is that's the call to action. That's what makes them want to, you know, say, "Hey, I want to try this." And that's extremely important. And a lot of people, when they're marketing or trying to do a video or something of that nature, they just really kind of overlook that. And like you say, goodness, getting back to the basics, that's what it's about. We sometimes tend to want to make it complicated. And Rick, I know you'll appreciate this. One of the things that I've had to deal with and work with is stop being a perfectionist.
Yes, yes. That's the biggest thing that holds back most entrepreneurs. They want to get everything absolutely perfect, whether you're a speaker, whether you're writing a book, whether you're building a product, starting a business. You know, there's an old saying, you need to build the airplane while you're flying it. And that doesn't mean you're going forward by the seat of your pants, but you need to get your product, service, yourself personal, your personal brand, your speaking, get out there and get some feedback. And that's the only way you're going to improve is get out in the marketplace, get feedback, make an improvement, get back out in the marketplace, and you'll get this constant flywheel effect of feedback and improvement, feedback and improvement. And that's been one of the secrets to a lot of success with some of the products I've worked with.
Absolutely, because you were saying that what popped in my mind, my business partner and good friend, Dandy Don McGrath, he's on the road traveling and not able to be with us today. But Don says, you know, I've written 6 books. 4 of them are good. They were bestsellers. The other 2, well, they weren't. But see, he learned and he kept, you know, applying his skills and his talent. And that's what you need to do with any type of marketing or any type of business, whether you're going to try to be a speaker. Speaking is very important because you've got to get your message out. You got to tell people about the benefits of your product or your service. And you can, one of the best ways to, and I know you've already touched on this a little bit. I want to touch on it again because it's very, very important. And that is about social proof. I mean, the way people have that confidence when they see 100 people give something 5 stars as opposed to 2 stars, because we forget that people, as much as we don't like to admit it, we're followers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I spend a lot of time in my book, Video Persuasion. I have to say, I'm a huge believer for anybody that's starting in business, younger people, to read as much as you can, business books, motivational books, how other people became successful. And I read a book when I was much younger called The Magic of Thinking Big, which helped me kind of by Robert Schwartz. And it's a great book about visualizing and knowing that you can do bigger things. But one of the books that I reference a lot in my video persuasion book is called Influence by Robert Cialdini. It's called The Psychology of Persuasion. And Dr. Cialdini is he's still alive. He's a professor at Arizona State University. And he talked about 6 persuasion principles that are kind of the underlying reason that people respond to certain things. So I learned early in my life, we didn't talk a lot about my history, but I after I graduated from college, I took a year off and I went down to Daytona Beach, Florida. I was a lifeguard and I made my living commission only selling suntan lotion on the pool decks. And if I didn't sell enough suntan lotion, I wouldn't eat dinner that night. So I learned how to sell, but I really didn't understand underlying principles. And so in Dr. Cialdini's book, and then what I base in my video persuasion, I talk about like the rule of reciprocity, the desire to give back, the rule of scarcity, you know, supplies are limited, the rule of commitment and consistency. And you mentioned, Jim, about social proof. That's actually a psychological thing that's been studied that says when people are unsure how to act in a certain situation, they'll follow what the other person is doing. So if you think about it, that's what a good testimonial is. It's somebody, if somebody's on a website and they're getting ready to make a decision whether to buy that, and they see a really strong testimonial, it's just enough to push them over the edge to say, well, if it worked for that person, it must work for me. And that's really the power of social proof, is delivering like-minded people so that people can see that other people are having success. I would like to use the example of, I don't know if this has probably happened to you, when you're driving and you go to make a left-hand turn and there's 2 left-hand turn lanes and one of them might have 15 cars in it and the other one only has 1 car in it. And it's like, why is everybody in the crowded lane? And it's because they think that they're not sure what to do and that's what everyone else is doing. So they pick that line. And so whenever I see long lines, I always look for a shorter one because usually there's an opportunity there.
There really is. I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been in those situations and you automatically question yourself, like, am I making the right decision?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you're going in uncharted waters there. And I love the fact when you talk about one of your key takeaways, you said this in your book there, or your website, 90% of users say that product videos are helpful in their buying decisions. And when you put a testimony in there from several people, that's just kind of like a slam dunk, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have a whole section in the book about how to create a good demonstration video, and testimonials are part of that. If you can not only demonstrate the video, first identify who the product's for, demonstrate the video, mention the features, but focus on the benefits, but then add a testimonial, and the testimonial is like the icing on the cake. It basically reinforces everything that you said about the product and helps break down the barriers to purchase. And again, there's some amazing statistics in the book about how including videos on your website can increase conversions by as much as 80% on your e-commerce site. And, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, Jim, is I have a free download that if people go to my website, which is rickcesari.com, they can download the three most popular types of online video content. And really those three things are tutorial videos, which are how-to videos, demonstration videos, and testimonial videos. And I go into depth and examples of all of those and then how you can deploy them through Amazon or through e-commerce and how they can help you increase both your sales and your conversions. And that's a free download at my website.
Wow, that's amazing, Rick. Thank you so much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, all this information will be, all the websites and everything will be on the TogiNet website, TOGINET.com/shows, SHOWS, your future is now. But Rick's website is RICKCESARI.com. And be sure and share this podcast and this show with others, and because there's a lot of people out there who definitely need to hear his information. We'll be right back.
Your Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Girls don't cry, right? According to a recent Wall Street Journal article by Dennis Nishi, there's a stigma attached to turning on the waterworks at the office. 61% of men who reported crying at work cited personal reasons, an illness in the family, the death of a pet is the catalyst, while 58% of women said it was something that happened at work, being unfairly blamed or criticized. Men are like mascara. They run at the first sign of hubbaboo. That's another word for crying. What's the word for the fear of intense emotion? Zealophobia. Women may have a better excuse for crying than men, as females have higher levels of prolactin, which encourages the production of tears, making it easier to be known as a lachrymist, or someone who cries at the drop of a hat.
It's Marching Never.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, your host. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And we've had the privilege and the honor and the blessing of having Rick Cicery with us today. Pardon me, my throat. I got a frog stuck in there for a moment. Mm-hmm. And Rick has just been sharing so much good information about videos. And we, you know, as I mentioned earlier, everyone's heard that a picture's worth 1,000 words and a video's worth 1,000 pictures. And he wrote a book, Video Persuasion. And right before the break, we were talking about some of the key takeaways, how 90% of the product users of the videos say that watching a video with testimonies and things of that nature really increased and helped their buying decisions. He also mentions about 5 easy steps to create a demo video that can increase conversions by as much as 80%. I don't know about you folks, but Rick, I'd love to hear about that. Would you share it with us, sir?
Sure. And yeah, I'll just share the 5 easy steps. And, okay. You know, one of the things I want to mention to your listeners, I actually have a lot of free information on my website through blogs. I send out a weekly blog. I also have a YouTube channel where I have a video about how to create the perfect demonstration video, the three best ways to start any video. And that's, and you can watch it actually in a video format. And my YouTube channel is very similar to my website. It's rickcicery.tv. And there is a video on there about how to create a great demonstration video. But the 5 steps are, and we've talked a little bit about them, Jim, but first you need to introduce your product. Remember, we talked about how let people know what it is that you're talking about. So introduce the product. The second thing you need to do is demonstrate the product. Now, I know this is a demonstration video, but this is really the how-to portion. You know, show people how to use the product. What are the steps? What are the important things they need to know? We talked about this earlier. Focus on the benefits. Again, you can mention the features, but always have a benefit tied to the feature. If it's got a sharp blade, like in a juice extractor, you mention it's a stainless steel blade. Well, that produces more juice for the produce that you buy. So there's always a benefit to the end user. Then we also talked a little bit about this. The 4th step is add authentic testimonials, and it's really important. These are people that have purchased your product or used your product and are enthusiastic about it, and a small soundbite for 1 or 2 or 3 people inside the demonstration video will kind of be the icing on the cake that will get people to further believe or bring more credibility to what you're saying. And then the last is something that many, many people leave out. We talked about it earlier. If it's a demonstration video, you're demonstrating it because you want people to either buy the product or use the product. Most people forget to put a CTA or some type of instruction at the end of their video. It can be as simple as go to the buy button. You know, put it in your cart, your shopping cart. You know, call this 800 number. Go to my website. But don't forget to put some type of instruction, and in the industry we know it as a CTA or call to action, and you can get really specific if there's some opportunity for people to save money. You know, if you order after watching this video, you can save 10%. Give people some incentive to purchase the product. So if you put those 5 steps today together, introduce the product, demonstrate the product, focus on the benefits, add some testimonials, and include a CTA. That's a basic formula that will help you create demonstration videos that will definitely perform better than what you're doing now.
It really will. And one thing we teach speakers, because a lot of people are shy to ask about testimonies and ask people to give them a testimony. But see, people love to talk. And I saw there in your notes about the very first thing you should pack when you're going to a trade show or going to do something is your camera.
Yep. Because,
therefore, you can get people to give you a testimony or whatever right there on the spot. And like in a speaker, if you're speaking at a civic function, like I tell them, you don't think a politician like the mayor would love to give you a testimony? Politicians love cameras and they'll love to do it. But so many people are intimidated by that. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I found that same thing, Jim, mm-hmm. and I see it over and over again. People are afraid to ask for testimonials, whether mm-hmm. it's being a speaker or you're selling a product. And I tell people, and you've experienced this firsthand, and you just said it, people love, if they like a person or they like a speech or they like a product, they'd be more than happy to give you a testimonial, but you need to ask. Very yes. few people will just volunteer, but if you ask, people will be really, really happy. And, you know, you mentioned trade shows. That's one of my favorite places to get testimonials. I went to an interesting trade show. I have a client called Bond Arms. It's located in Grandview, Texas. And they make these small high-end derringers. And and Gordon Bond's a good friend of mine. So I went to a big trade show, brought a camera, and I got the best testimonials ever. And we made a really powerful direct response commercial for him that's running on the Outdoor Channel and the Sportsman Network. And but trade shows are my favorite place because you can tell they're not fake testimonials because of all the activity that's going on behind them, the excitement level, and they're nice and short and to the point. So that's a great place to get really authentic testimonials.
It really is. And you mentioned Gordon Bond. He's a good friend of mine and Don McGrath.
Oh, really?
We know him.
What a small world.
I mean to tell you, it really is. And it's just so wonderful when you mention someone like that. It made me light up in a big smile because he's a super nice guy.
But yeah, let me connect the dots real quick, Jim.
Okay.
Because it's interesting and to talk how speaking. So I think it was 3 years ago I gave a talk at Dan Kennedy's GKIC Info Conference. And this was in Denver, and Gordon was in the audience and came up to me afterwards and gave me his card and said, hey, I'd like to talk to you after the event is over. And so I reached out to him, and we've been doing business with Gordon now for 3 years. And so there's something where, from speaking on the stage to led to a new business client that's been a great long-term client and just a great new friend and relationship. And you know that that's happened to you mm-hmm. over and over from speaking, but there's a real life example.
Yeah, it really is. And I like to share something else with the audience, if I may. And Rick, you probably have seen this. Whenever you ask for a testimony, it really boosts your confidence. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell a quick story out of school because this actually happened when Don McGrath and I sat down to form the Speakers Pathway Coalition. We made a list of executive training directors. And one of the people on that list was a gentleman by the name of Bill Heinrich. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Bill was on our show just a few weeks ago. I encourage you to listen to him. He talks about, getting out of the mind and, the physical and all that stuff and, get into the energy of life, the true energy, the vibration. He does a wonderful job in that. But he's a high-level business coach. And me and Don are sitting there, and we're thinking like, wow, you think we should call Bill? And Don says, I don't know. He may think we're too little bitty or something. And I said, well, Don, all he can say is no, but if we don't ask, we will never know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. So when you get ready to ask for a testimony, just asked and honest, would you be kind enough to give me a testimony? You'll be surprised the results on that, but most importantly, your confidence in what you're doing. And that's critical because we all need confidence, don't we, Rick?
Oh, absolutely. That's the key is to many things is building up your self-confidence and then you're not afraid to do anything. And, just speaking real quick about testimonials, one last thing about my book, Video Persuasion. I have a whole email sequence that when people buy the book, there's a link in there they can download. I have 5 emails that I use to send out to anyone's database. They're generic templates that I use when I'm basically gathering testimonials for clients. And this is really valuable, and it's guaranteed if you send out 100 of these, you'll get 25 great people to respond, and then we tell you how to, rent a house and set up a time to film them and things like that. And it's all done for you and available just, from downloading the link from that's in the book, my book, Video Persuasion.
And if you would be kind enough, so we're down to about 3 minutes. Again, share with people. People have that attitude. Hey, tell me more. How can they get in touch with you? And how can they find your book and all that? If you'd be kind enough to do that for us, Rick.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for the opportunity, Jim. You know, the best place to get more information about anything we've been talking about is my website, which is rickcesari.com. It's R-I-C-K-C-E-S-A-R-I, rickcesari.com. And like I said, I have a weekly blog that comes out. You can read the old one. Lots of great information. We go into a lot more depth from some of the things we're talking about on the show today. And then you can also register on my website for the free download, and then you'll be on the mailing list. And my book is coming out October 15th is the day that it'll be available on Amazon. And I have a really good feeling about this book. I think it's going to be an Amazon bestseller. So I'd love to for any help that any of your listeners can give me by purchasing a copy. It'll be a great value to them as well as helping me out as well. And then the last thing is just my YouTube channel, which is rickcesari.tv. And, you know, I've really enjoyed speaking with you, Jim. I missed your co-host, Dandy Don, one of my favorite football players growing up. I was a Cowboys fan. It was Dandy Don Meredith. So I haven't
number
heard
17.
That name in a while. So
yeah, number 17, Dandy Don Meredith. I hear you.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what I thought of when you mentioned the name Dandy Don.
Yeah, like I tell people, Don McGrath is the friend that you've never met yet. That's the best way to describe him. He's a world-famous, world-renowned rock climber.
Oh, and really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, we met there where Dustin, you know, met with Dustin at the same time at the Empire. Mm-hmm. And we became friends, but little did we know as our paths kept crisscrossing back and forth, we were just kind of like joined, and we were just kind of like called for a higher mission. And that's why we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. It's all about giving back to the people. And like you said earlier, and I like that, always start with the end result in mind, mm-hmm. because therefore, you know what your focal point is. It takes the ego out of it, and you're focused on how to provide a good product and service to be a blessing to others. And we tell people, if you just do that, you don't have to worry about money. The money is a reward for your efforts. That's your obligation, to provide a good quality product and service to others. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.